technology and the sea. Fascination Marine Technology. A podcast by Bärbel Feening in cooperation with the German Association for Marine Technology, GMT. Welcome to this podcast episode in which I talk to Heinz Schellwart, Managing Director of Sea and Sun Technology from Trappenkamp, Germany. We already talked about his algae and their superpower astaxanthin in another podcast episode. And this time it's all about his multi-parameter probes, CTD probes, with which the water quality can be precisely determined. These probes are also built in Trappenkamp and are used all over the world. There are 30 different sensors with which they can be equipped, depending on which parameters are to be collected. Oh yes, please don't be surprised that I sometimes say Heinzi. That's what Heinz Schellwart is called by everyone, by employees and also by customers. Clean water is the most important element. Everything revolves about it. Why is water so important?
Hello, Bärbel. Yeah, why is water so important? I think we can reduce this on a very small sentence. Normally, oil is, in the past, it was the gold for the future and for rich things. But if you don't have oil, you can take a pullover. But if you don't have water, you are dying after 3 days. So the water is the gold in the future, and we have to take care of this.
And you take care of water, you take care of the quality of the water with your probes.
Yes. What is quality of the water? Who'd say what is the quality of the water? They are very important people who say, okay, we have a European framework situation, and then you have to measure parameters, special parameters, to explain the water. This means, okay, what is good, what is not good? You have to measure this, because it's for the government. The government have to measure this. And for this, we produce the instrumentation to clarify what is a good condition for the water.
You produce multi-parameter probes. What can be analyzed with these probes?
It's a kind of analyzing, because we have a lot of parameters you need to measure to design if the water is good or not good. So we measure pressure, that you know how deep you are, temperature, conductivity, oxygen, pH, redox, chlorophyll, turbidity, a lot of. So we have nearly 30 parameters, current meters, whatever, 30 parameters you can adapt in our multi-parameter, because it's not a standard CTD. We have standard CTD probes for sound velocity calibration, correction for the sonar systems, but a lot of customer uses as a multi-parameter probes.
Who needs all these data?
So our normal customers are institutes, universities for research, but the government have to measure. So if you go to the Lake Constance, and if you go to the Plüner See, whatever, the government have to say the water is clear, you can go swim. And they use all my probes to give information about the thing that you say, okay, now it's okay, you can go swim, it's free.
So your probes are used all over Germany, all over the world, not only in the oceans, but also in the lakes?
Yes, we sell this in the whole world, because the parameters and all these things you have to know about your water. All governments and all people in the world have to know what is going on with the water, because you need the water. And if you drink the water and you're going sick or you're dying with the water, so it's a must to know what is the quality. And sometimes you have some industry who destroy your water, and we have to measure this and we have to protocol this. And if you say, okay, we do something against this, then you have to see the result, if your result say in the right direction.
Up to which depth can your probes be used?
From 10 centimeters to 12,000 meters.
So 12,000 meters.
Yes, it's ultra deep sea. So we use it because normally you have the Wetzel-Latif. It's 11,034. But who knows that this is the maximum depth? Because 70% of the ocean we don't know. So this is the reason that we say, okay, not the maximum depth, but when I say 12,000 meters, it's in the data sheet. And when I write it in the data sheet, you can trust my data sheets.
And so you have checked it whether it withstands the pressure down there?
Yes, we have a pressure tank called autoclave. So we are able to make a test down to 12,000 meters. And this is a very special thing so that we are able to make the pressure. Only a few companies in Europe have this. Normally they stop at 6,000 meters because this is deep sea. So, and because you have the connectors, you have the sensors and all these things. And all these things must be running with this pressure.
These data that are gathered all around the world are comparable?
Yes. We're working about it's called UNESCO formula. And we have international standards, like standard seawater, the temperature, the pressure, gaux, and all these things have to measure with the same normal. It's called normal. 1 meter is 1 meter. So, and all these things are going back to this, the normal. And we have all these normals here in our company, in our calibration labs, because we working in this quality of a normal. So normally each sensor has the quality of a normal.
Okay, and how detailed are your data? So, for example, temperature, do you measure 1 degree or 0.1 or 0.01 or 0.001?
So it's 0.0001. This is the accuracy. Yeah, the resolution is much higher. But if you have this, and the next question is 4 times per second, 5 times per second, this is standard. We have special probes, it's microstructure probes, and we measure 1,000 times per second.
Per second, yes. 1,000 times.
Yes, this means you make a profile with 1 meter per second. So every 1 millimeter, you get a data set. There are only 2 companies in the world who produce this.
Who needs these detailed data?
It's a question of your research job. So what is the ice melt under the ice? A very important question. What is the energy for the Gulf Stream? What is at the Elfenbein Coast? So there are special groups who are interested. What are internal waves? Nobody talk about internal waves in the ocean. This is not the waves from the surface. If you have a surface, a 10-meter wave, this means not that you have a 10-meter wave in 1,000-meter water depths. It's a question of the density. So that they're driven to the density, to the salinity. This is the reason that we need the quality of the data as 0.001. We need this because if you make a mistake, then all your calculation, all your models are not working well. And we are only the producer of the CDD probes, of the measurement systems. The real people who need this data coming to us and we discuss and they set their task and we can develop this because we are a small company, only between 30 or 40 employees, but we make a lot of research. So I think 100 researchers are working in the institute together with us in research project. Yeah.
What makes your probe so special in comparison with probes from other companies?
We are able to make a tailor-made. There's no problem because we are a small company, and when I decide, hey, I like this, then we do it. Yeah, because when I like it, I do it. So and the other are big, huge companies like ITT or whatever. These are the owner, and they have some shareholders, and they need money and. So this is not the same. So
you are driven by heart.
Yeah, because the ocean need no. The ocean don't need us. We need the ocean. This is the right way, and we need data, and we need a lot of data. So we have a lot of research where we collect the data, and we're thinking about because the normal government have don't enough money to invest in so much instrumentation. So we have to think to set up some data. Companies to collect the data and sell the data. We're thinking about this, yeah.
So do you have an idea how to collect data in new, innovative ways?
Yeah, I think a good idea is sitting together with an institute in Rostock. And the institute is of Fisherian and the Fontune Institute. And they have one project to take the fishermen and on the net, we can collect a probe, and if the probe is underwater and see salt water or whatever, then the probe is storage data, and then they make the hole for fish catching. Then they put it inside, then they take the probe, put it on the reload station, and then they send it via satellite or VLAN or in the harbor, send it to a station so that the fishermen don't have something to do. They only have to put it from this part from the net to the station. And then we have in the European Union, we have 81,000 fisher boats. So then we have 81,000 research boats without costs, because the fisherman is going to there to catch a fish.
He's there anyway, and he could just have a probe.
We don't have additional cost. And so we can collect the data. We have to see what is going on, what is changing in the ocean. And for this, we need the data. But we only have a few research vessels, and they have a lot of things to do, not only make the measurements of CDD, but these are the main part of the driven things and the density of the ocean. And if you get the data normally for free from the fishermen, it makes sense.
And these data could be collected with a normal CDD?
No problem. It's working automatically. So you don't have to switch something on, you don't need a program or something else. If the probe sees the water, then the probe knows, okay, now I have to work.
Okay, we haven't talked about your probe, about the size, and for people who haven't ever seen a probe to imagine what we are talking about. How big is a probe and how heavy is it and how does it work?
Yeah, we are very creative to give the probes a nice name. CDD 48, 60, 75, 90, 150.
Wow.
This means this is the diameter in millimeter. So our probes are always made of titanium. We're working in the salt water. So it's a harsh environmental area where we're working. So with titanium, we don't have problem with corrosion. Or if you get it in your propeller, then the propeller breaks, not the probe. We have probes, they're working more than 30 years. I'm very proud to produce a product who is working so long time for 0.001 degree, perhaps, yeah? So, and when I see other competitor, they produce CDD probes with plastic housing. Plastic and ocean, I think this is not nice. And in the end of the day, after 5 years or whatever, then the housing is not flexible enough, and then it destroyed. So, but I like that my probes always running.
Mm-hmm. And there is a basic probe, and there can be added several sensors to this basic model, or how does it work?
We have three basic modes. It's a question how many sensors you need, because 48 needs 48 millimeters, so nearly 5 centimeters. So it's a lot of customers take this probe in the suitcase when they are traveling, because they have self memory inside, and then you only need a magnetic stick, switch it on, and have a ribbon and bring it underwater.
Wow!
And it's not heavy because it's titanium, so it's half of the weight of stainless steel.
And the data are collected on an internal...
There's memory inside. 32 gigabytes, so you can send it 1 year. You can say, okay, please switch you on every hour for 5 minutes, collect the data, then you're going to sleep. And after 1 year, you're coming back, read out the data. Then you change the battery, and then... Yeah, that's nice. I make this since 1987, and I have seen Sun Technology. I founded it in 1998.
How did it all start?
In 1987, I working in the world of medicine, producing medicine instrumentation, and here in Schappenkamp was a company which producing marine technology since 1975. So in the very early stage, there was no electronic available. So this was really new, and old people know what is ME mirror technique. This was a very high-end company, and I said, oh, this is nice to work there. And then I start 1987, my career, working as a normal engineer to produce the probes, to calibrate the probes, to develop the circuits and all these things. This is my normal job.
So they produce probes as you do it today?
Yes.
And this was great since 1998. And then the company collapsed. This was not a question of the product, but
for other reasons.
For Germany, Schneevergesse.
Okay.
So, and then the European Union say, hey, we have some big project. We have to finish this project. Please make your own company. This was the start from CN Sun Technology. So and then since 1998, in August, more than 24 years old.
And your probes are used all over the world, in China as well as in Africa?
Yes. In the whole world, we have reseller. And because if you go to South America, you can only speak Spanish because they don't understand English. If you go to China, they like to speak Mandarin or Cantonese, but not English.
You're able to speak Mandarin?
No. But I have colleagues because I have a calibration lab in Hangzhou, Qingdao, and Tianjin. And I have a joint venture with a big Chinese group with 150,000 employees. And this company have 7,500 people only for monitoring for the atmosphere. So we make a big, we founded this joint venture in the end of 2019. And then we have the pandemic. So
yeah, it's quite a difficult time for you.
Oh, yeah, it's not easy. Then I say, okay, I can reduce my employees to reduce the cost. But I say, okay, I build up my employees and make a lot of research. So this means 50% of my employees are working in research for new sensors because we can use this time to develop these sensors because this is then the future for the ocean because we need more information about the ocean.
And probes are always needed looking ahead. The water quality is always very important and has to be checked.
Yes, you have to measure this because the government have to do this. A lot of people for research need data. If you have dams, we have 371 dams in Germany. You know, for water production, a lot of dams use my probes, but now we make a research together with the German Association for the Dams, and we make automatic monitoring station who change in the climate change and catastrophics. We change the monitoring, the measurement intervals and all these things.
So you can adjust it.
No, the system make it by themselves. I told you 371 in Germany, 110,000 in China, and 810,000 in the world. And all the dams have the same problem.
What is the problem?
Where is the best area to take the water for drinking water? In 10 meters, and 20 meters, and 30 meters? If you have an algae blooming, then the pH changed between 3 and 11 in the dams. So, and if you take this at the point of 11 pH, then the company behind this dam have to produce drinking water for this. So they have to invest a lot of money to bring this down to 7. If you say, okay, this is in area 10 meters in this depth, no, go to 25 meters because there is no algae, because there's no light inside, then you have 8 pH. So that's make the production cheaper. And when we're talking about my measurement systems, this means I make this for research or for things they have to do for the government. But here we talking about industry, the water industry.
Marine technology at its best.
Yeah.
Are there many companies who produce probes?
It's not so easy to answer because there's a lot of companies who produce probes underwater measurement, temperature and all these things. But in what quality? 0.1 degree? I think we have a lot. I don't know. Because this is not my market. So if we talk about 0.0001, then we only have 5.
All over the world?
All over the world.
And you are one of them?
I don't want to say we are the best, but yes.
You are.
I don't know. Ask my customer. Because it's not only the probe, it's an after-sale service because then you're working 20 years together. And a lot of customers come to Tribencom and they like it. It's not so bad here.
No, it's not. Thank you, Heinz.
Thank you, Bärbel. It was a pleasure for me.
That was today's podcast episode. I talked to Heinz Schellwart, Managing Director of CN Sun Technology in Tribencom, Germany. This podcast is also available in German. Technik und Meer, Faszination Meerestechnik. Thanks for a positive rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and bye. Technology and the Sea. Fascination Marine Technology. A podcast by Bärbel Fehning in cooperation with the German Association for Marine Technology, GMT.